This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, as summer begins to slip away, it's sad, but take heart. We still have many weeks left of farm stands and farmers markets and all that fresh food to look forward to.
Demand for local food has skyrocketed in recent years, but there's one area where Massachusetts farmers have had trouble satisfying all that new demand, and that is with meat. It's in part because livestock farming is more expensive and subject to more regulation than growing vegetables.
Take chickens, for example. They're actually quite easy to raise, but finding a nearby USDA-approved slaughtering and processing facility is not so easy. In fact, currently, there is just one legal chicken processing. No, there is not even one chicken processing facility available to small-scale farmers in Massachusetts.
But local poultry advocates have found a workaround for that problem. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has this story.
It used to be simple. Farmer grows chicken, farmer kills chicken, consumer buys chicken, everybody eats and repeats. But with the rise of factory livestock farming about 30 years ago, government regulation of the meat industry stepped up accordingly. That's also about the time that New England's chicken industry moved south to places like Alabama and Missouri, where Tyson and Perdue lord over huge poultry factories policed by armies of USDA inspectors. Today, we have no such thing up north. What we do have are people like Jennifer Hashley.
After college, I started learning more and more about where our food comes from and got a little disturbed by that, so I stopped eating meat for a long time.
Hashley did a tour in the Peace Corps working with farmers in Honduras. She came back and attended an organic farming program at UC Santa Cruz. Now she and her husband raise chickens, pigs, sheep, and rabbits on a small farm in Concord. She eats them all, by the way, and she also directs Tufts University's New Entry Sustainable Farming Project, a program that's basically helping a new generation of independent farmers relearn what they've done for millennia.
It's great to be able to give back. I mean, my vision would be to see many, many more small-scale farmers scattered across the landscape. I think it's good food security for our communities.
Hashley used to take her birds to a small poultry operation in Boston's Chinatown, but that got shut down. So now the closest USDA-approved poultry processing facility is in northern Vermont. Large farms can build their own processing facility for about $1 million. Not an option for people like Hashley. The solution, she says, is the thing that she's busily setting up, the Mobile Poultry Processing Unit, or MPPU. Literally, a slaughterhouse on wheels.
This is a great alternative because it's shared infrastructure. It moves from farm to farm. Not every farm has to build their entire processing facility.
The MPPU is a grant-funded joint project between Hashley's organization at Tufts and the New England Small Farm Institute in Belchertown. And there's actually two of them. The first one, built on a flatbed trailer, serves Western Mass. This newer model, which made its debut this summer, serves Eastern Mass and looks kind of like a small mobile home. Farmers get certified on the unit, and then they hook it up to a truck, drive it to their farm, do their dirty work, and drive it back. All for a base rate of $175 a day. Today, Hashley has pulled the MPPU up to Smith Farm in Draycott, a training site for the New Entry Sustainable Farming Project. Small-scale farmers-to-be work here growing organic corn, tomatoes, greens, and some beautiful chickens.
Jen, where did the guests of honor come from?
We raise them here and move them every day on fresh pasture.
You've probably already figured out this story is not going to end well for these little guys. If you don't want to hear some sound of chickens being slaughtered, you'll want to check back with us after a couple of minutes. But if you eat chicken, bear in mind that what you're about to hear is really the best last day a meat chicken could hope for. On what's called the dirty side of the MPPU, Sam Anderson slips on some serious-looking heavy rubber gloves. He's the livestock coordinator with the New Entry Project. 20-something, slender, with hipster glasses, he looks like he should be working with PETA. But he is not. He suspends a chicken upside down in a cone and cuts its throat with a knife that simultaneously delivers an electric stun.
Oh,
The birds twitch violently for a couple of minutes after they're dead. Once they've bled out, Anderson transfers the carcasses to a vat of hot water called the scalder.
And they rotate around in there, and the feathers come off. And then they go into the plucker.
Now, one of the advantages of slaughtering birds on a small scale, one by one, with your own hands, is that you can make sure the chicken is actually dead. That doesn't always happen in factory slaughterhouses. And you don't want to be alive when you go into the scalder or the plucker. Over on the so-called clean side of the unit, half a dozen volunteers are waiting to help gut and package the birds. The new entry program sells their wares on the Tufts campus, and they sent out an email asking if any of their customers wanted to come help out and learn where their meat comes from. Tufts grad student Ava Agudelo figured she was game, but now standing with a large knife and a pair of tweezers, she looks slightly traumatized.
Yeah, I'm currently removing the feathers from around the anus of the chicken, and I'm going to cut into its neck area and try to get out the top part of the stomach intestines. It's still really warm. It's really gross.
More than 100 Massachusetts farmers have gotten trained on the mobile poultry processing unit, though right now only 4 farms are active users. It's really more of a demonstration project to show small-scale farmers how they might pool their resources and start producing more locally raised, humanely killed meat without the prohibitive startup costs. And if the new entry program offers any indication, there's a hungry market out there. On the Tufts campus in Medford, Sam Anderson, the knife-wielding hipster, delivers his birds to a grateful public.
So the Cornish cross are $5.75 a pound.
Okay.
Six for the red bros.
Okay.
Now, $6 a pound is a lot more than the buck or two a pound you might pay at the grocery store. Despite the cost, Ethan Barron, the men's track coach at Tufts, is a repeat customer.
I got $80 on me, so that's going to limit the choices.
Okay.
Can I ask you why you're willing to pay such steeper prices?
The infant son's in the car, so even though I don't make a lot of money, I will gladly fork over more money for higher quality food, knowing that he's going to get the best.
Our look inside the mobile poultry processing unit was brought to us by Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa. If you're interested in renting it out, or if you just want to find your own locally raised chicken to buy, we have details at radioboston.org.